What the hell are you doing?
Abel rushed past her, kneeling by the naked man on the floor. The naked man with the very nice ass. Not that she was looking. Much.
He broke in!
The man groaned, one hand holding his head as the other kept him on his knees. How he wasn't unconscious after that hit Amy delivered, she didn't know. That hit probably would have killed a human. Abel looked at her as if she'd lost her mind. And maybe she had, because she could not take her eyes off the guy's ample rear end. Even with her brother right there in the room. Did Stranger Man have a magnet in that thing?
He's from the NALB!
Abel sighed and cursed under his breath.
He's here to help us!
Well, what?
Oh. Yeah, oh!
Abel patted the guy on the shoulder a couple of times.
Levi, you okay, man?
Naked guy, Levi apparently, only flinched and growled at first, but he eventually lifted himself off the floor and sat back on his heels. His eyes darted to meet Amy's right away, and that feeling of connection rushed back in. For one tiny moment, the two stared at one another, falling deeper into the mating haze. Bonding. But then those dark eyes refocused on something behind her, swirling silver in a single breath, and his wolf made itself known. The growl he let loose shook the cabinets and made Amy scuttle back to get out of his way.
What the fuck?
Levi groaned and grabbed his head. Abel raised his eyebrows, as if to say, "See, this is all your fault." And it was. It really was. She was never going to live this down.
Sorry, man.
Abel sat back and sighed.
My sister thinks she's a badass.
Shut up,
Amy hissed, as if she didn't already feel like crap for knocking her mate unconscious. Oh, my God. Her mate. Abel snorted, yanking her from delusions of love at first sight and happily ever after to the reality of an older brother who'd never grown up.
Make me! Oh, that's mature. For fuck's sake, I have too big of a headache for this shit.
Levi shoved off the floor, a little shaky but at least able to stand on his own two feet. He glared down at her, the look almost harsh.
Are you the Omega?
Before Amy could answer, Abel jumped in.
This is my sister, Armada.
Bastard. I go by Amy.
But her name's Armada.
Abel, quit.
Make me.
Her sigh was big enough to be heard by the neighbors.
Really? Are we doing this?
Enough!
Levi grabbed a cloak from the basket on the back porch and tossed it around his shoulders, covering all those beautiful muscles. Pity, really.